Welcome to the Messy Walk Podcast with Pastor Adam Cook, where our goal is to have a genuine and authentic conversation about the Christian faith journey and what a messy walk with Jesus really looks like. Make sure to follow us for future episodes that will be posted regularly each Wednesday. We hope you enjoy this episode.
Hey, welcome to the Messy Walk Podcast. I'm your host, Steph, here with Pastor Adam.
Hey, hey.
Hello. And we're back for another week of asking the wrong questions. And this is episode 159, number 4 in our series.
5.
Oh, it's 5, ain't it?
Number 5.
Let's restart this. I'm going to restart this, John.
John, we're starting over. Let's try again.
Honestly, I was kind of blanking. Let me try that again.
You could have left it.
Okay, I'm ready.
We're restarting, John.
All right. Hey, welcome to the Messy Walk Podcast. I am your host, Steph, here with Pastor Adam.
Hey, hey.
And welcome back to another episode of Asking the Wrong Questions. This is episode 159 and number 5 in our series.
Number 5 in our series, where we're talking about most of the time we're asking the wrong questions. And so far in this series, we have done, hold on, I was supposed to pull it up, but I lost it. Hold on 1 second. We have done, is God moving? And we said we probably should change the question around. Instead of asking, is God moving, we should say, are we, right? Are we moving? Are we going? We did, does God love me? We're constantly asking that question. Maybe that's the wrong one. It's not, does God love me? It's, do I love God? Do I love him? Do I love others? And then we did, why doesn't God do something? That was last week's episode. Why doesn't God do something? And we changed to, well, maybe it should be, why don't we do something?
Yeah.
And Steph shared a lot last week about that, with one particular part of her, you know, seeing pain and stuff in the world and realizing that, wait a minute, I can do something about this instead of just sitting around complaining that, why won't God do something, or why won't somebody do something, right?
Yeah.
So what we're doing is we're saying, let's ask different questions, right? Let's ask different questions. Valerie and I were at a conference, I don't know, months and months ago, and that's what spurred this podcast series. We were sitting there, and there was a speaker, pastor talking, and I have no idea what he was talking about at this point now, right? But he said something like, we're asking the wrong questions, you know, and it just stuck with me. I was like, man, that's right. That is right. That's what we're doing all the time. Most of the time, we're asking the wrong questions, and we got to change the question. We got to flip the question around. So that's what we're doing in this series. And so today we're going to tackle the one of, like, when we ask the question, God, what do I do, right? And I think we need to change that question around. Instead of it being, God, what do I do, we need to look at things a little differently. And so to set this up, let's talk through it like this. There's a big formative question as a kid that you get asked a lot by all kinds of people. And by the way, it's not just when you're a kid. It happens when you're a teenager. It happens in young adulthood. And it can even happen as a young adult period, right, where people will ask you, what do you want to be when you grow up? What do you want to be when you grow up? What's funny is when they ask, what do you want to be when you grow up, they actually don't really mean it that way. Mm-hmm. What they mean is what do you want to do when you grow up, right? Because if you answered the question back, if when you were a kid, Steph, if somebody said, what do you want to be when you grow up? And you went, well, I want to be kind. I want to be courteous, compassionate, loving. I want to be Christ-like. They would real quickly be like, no, honey, that's not what I meant. What I mean is what do you want to do when you grow up? When they say be, they mean be as in career-wise, right? So what they really mean is what do you want to do when you grow up? And there's all kinds of things that you think of that you want to do when you're growing up, right? All kinds of stuff. You know, like I wanted to be a doctor. There were some times where I wanted to be a fireman. You know, all little boys always want to be firemen, policemen, army men, right? You know, I wanted to be a professional fisherman when I was a kid, you know, which is crazy. I wanted to be a professional baseball player, you know, like I wanted to collect I wanted to own a baseball card shop and just do baseball cards as a living, you know what I mean? That kind of stuff. When people ask, what did you want to be, Seth, when you were a kid? What did you want to, and I say be because that's how we ask the question, what did you want to do as a career when you were a kid?
I think one of the earliest things I can remember was I wanted to be maybe a teacher to work with kids because I love kids. And then it became pediatrician.
Uh-huh.
And then I realized I don't want to compete in the medical field.
I don't want to go to school for 15 years.
Right. But I do love working with kids. But there was a time, too, where I was like, ooh, I want to design clothes.
Design clothes.
When I was a little kid.
There's a lot of those. There's a lot of those. You get that question a lot when you're a kid, and you get it, of course, in your, like, we're in that phase right now with Olivia because we're thinking about, you know, she's thinking about college, and, you know, she's about to finish her junior year in the next week.
Right? That's wild.
So she'll be a senior effectively in a couple of weeks. So she's thinking about colleges and stuff, which makes us talk about, okay, the degrees are lining up with what you're going to do with them in life. And so what are you going to be as a career or, you know, for work or whatever, right? Those things are there. It's funny that the question originally worded is correct and should be our focus. Our focus should be on what are we being, what are we going to be, not what we're going to do. It's just not, that's not how the question was intended to be. It's not what it meant. What it meant was, is what are you going to do? And the focus ends up being through our life is that we focus so much more on what do we do than what do we be. And that's not a good way to say it. Like, that's
what do
wrong.
We be?
What do we be? But you know what I mean? That's really the truth. And so we were talking about switching the question up is so often we find ourselves going, God, what do I do? What do I do? What do I do? What do I do in this situation? What do I do here? What do I do as a Christian? What do I do as a woman? What do I do as a man? What do I do as a mother? What do I do as a father? You know what I mean? Like, it's always about doing, 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 doing. Instead of, I think that question was right off the bat to begin with. It's just not how we intended to be. I think it's right to start to focus more on what it is that we are being or we're becoming. So we flip this question of, instead of God, what do I do? We need to flip it into, who am I becoming? Mm-hmm. The truth is, what we want to do is not nearly as important as who we want to be, right? What we want to do in life, in any situation, whether that is career-wise, big picture stuff, or whether it's just daily little tasks, it's not nearly as important as who you want to be as a person. What you want to do today and accomplish is not nearly as important as who you would like to be today, right? In your, you know, in this random day. Like, so Steph and I are recording on a Thursday. It's a random Thursday in May. We're in May?
Yeah, we're in May.
It's a random Thursday in May. I don't know when you'll listen to this, but we're recording a random Thursday in May. And it's at the end of the day. So we've already processed through the work day. Like, this is the last work thing I'm going to do today. It's probably the last work thing Steph's going to do today. We're going to go home. We're going to figure out the never-ending question of what's to eat for dinner, right?
Yeah.
And then what do we watch on TV? And then when are we going to bed? But this is basically it. But more important than what we did today is who we are actually becoming. The older I get, the more important I think that statement is. And I'll say it again. The truth is what we want to do is not nearly as important as who we want to be. The older I get, the more I realize how true that statement is and how important it is to my life. There's a Christian author, very, very famous. He's been on the radio a bunch. His name is Chuck Swindoll. He says this, it's possible to do a lot of things and yet be zilch. That means nothing, right, as a person.
That's possible.
To do a lot of stuff and then literally be nothing as a human being, as a person, as a Christian. So we need to change this question. Instead of asking, God, what do I do, and focusing so much on the doing, we need to change the question to, who am I becoming, right? Who am I becoming? Because God cares a whole lot more, excuse me, about who you are becoming today than he does about what you are doing. Does that make any sense?
Yes.
And the things go together, right? The things go together. The bad thing is that we tend to get this out of order. We'll talk about this later on in the episode. We tend to get this out of order where we think because of what we do, that's leading to who we're becoming. But really, the things that we do are coming out of who we are and who we are becoming as a person, right? Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's good.
And so this is a big deal to change this question because we live in this world where what we tend to do, what we do tends to define us, right? We're defined by it. However, as Christ followers, we just can't let that happen. You know what I mean? Like, we tend to be defined by it. What I've said this on a podcast before and in multiple messages over the last several years, it's something that God led me to personally, was I have found out that when asked who we are as a person, like, you know, if somebody was like, who are you, Adam Cook, right? Who is Adam, right? You know what I mean? If somebody asks you that as a person or you ask yourself, we tend to reply with whatever the most pressing thing in our life is first. So what I try to, I don't want to do this, But what I end up doing when somebody says, Adam, who are you? Or I have to define who I am, is I'll lead with the most pressing thing first. And so I'll go, oh, I'm a pastor. And then I'll have to remind myself, the Holy Spirit will catch me and go, wait a minute, you're not, that's not who you are, right? And so then I'll transition it back to, and then it just continues to go on to the next pressing thing. So then I'll go, well, wait a minute, I'm a father, you know? Well, no, that's not who you are either, first and foremost. And it's like, well, I'm a husband. I don't want to leave my wife out. I'm a husband, right? Because the kids were more pressing than the wife was. That's why I said that next. Like, it's what's the most pressing in your life. And it's like, well, wait a minute, I'm a husband before I'm a father, before I'm a pastor, right? And it just keeps on going down. And then if you keep kind of funneling this thing down, you'll go, well, wait a minute, I'm more than that. I'm a Christ follower, right? And so, but really though, I'm more than a Christ follower, because the scripture says that who we really are as human beings is we're God's masterpieces, right? And like, I'm a child of God, I'm his masterpiece. And so, but that's the least pressing thing. We usually end up answering this question with the most pressing thing, right? So that's why we end up saying, when somebody says, who are we answer it with our careers, right? Because it ends up being by what we do. And then we proceedingly sort of continue to answer that question based on what's most pressing in our lives. And so we've got to change this question. And as a Christ followers, this is a big deal, because we cannot allow what we do to be more important than who we are or who we are becoming. It doesn't mean that we don't do, right? It doesn't mean that we don't serve. Doesn't mean that we don't give. It doesn't mean that we don't go. It means we do all of that out of the gratitude for what God has already done in us, right? In other words, we're doing those things because of who we are and who we are becoming, right? We're becoming more and more like Jesus, right? We're becoming more and more in who we have been created to be. And that's the reason that we would do those things. It's not the other way around, right? Our identity is not in what we do, but it's in who we are as sons and daughters in Christ. And so to pursue God's ways is to be people of being over people of doing, right? We're supposed to be, we are people of being. We are children of God. I am a son of the Lord. You are a daughter of the Most High, right? Mm-hmm. But I'm not what I do. But what I do comes out of who I am and who I am becoming. And so when we talk about this doing versus being is basically what we're saying here. This is this way we need to change this question. So often in life, we're focused on and asking questions about what we're doing. And what we need to change that to is who we are being or who we are becoming, right? And so we're talking about this difference between doing and being, doing and being. And so what's the difference? Let's talk through it a little bit. So doing often correlates with how we make a living or our career. We already talked about that, right? Being, on the other hand, is much deeper. Being relates to our character, how we make a life, right? Instead of what we do for a living, how we actually make a life. That's a big difference, right? Mm-hmm. And what we tend to do as Americans, and even as American Christians, is we tend to focus on how we make a living.
Yeah.
Not how we make a life, right? A life is built on who we are being and who we are becoming. A living is based on what we're doing, right? There's a big difference there. Doing is salary, it's involvements in things, it's trophies that we get, it's all the tangible things. It's awards, it's accolades, it's all those kind of things. That's what doing is. Being is more intangible. It's the kind of people we're becoming on the inside. Things that cannot be measured by awards and accolades and trophies and salaries and raises and attaboys at work, right? Doing gives us, we can measure how we're doing with, like you can measure how you're doing at work. And how you measure that is, well, I got a good performance review, or I got a raise, or I got attaboy at a girl doing a good job on this, or yes, you did this right, or you get more responsibilities. That's how you know you're probably doing pretty good typically, is that they hand you more work to do. But being is a whole different ballgame. Right, being is what's happening on the inside. You can't really describe who you're becoming based on your performance review at work. You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Yes,
it's a whole different world.
Yeah. For example, I'm just going to go ahead and put this out there. Throw it out there. I had two emails at work today, and it was kind of almost like calling me out for like a mistake I made. And I'm not going to lie, I was like, I'm okay. I was like, if that's the worst thing I can hear today. Like, yeah. I was just like, I'm doing the best I can, you know? So this is like me being like, I'm okay with being.
Yeah, with
because
who
I'm
am,
doing
right?
the best I can.
Absolutely,
yeah.
Absolutely, right? Because otherwise, and we'll get to this, I think, in the episode. Otherwise, you end up in this thing that you can't. It's always on performance. And so when you don't perform well, then therefore you are, when you don't do good, therefore you are no good.
And it was small,
versus the other way around. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, but of the two, of being and doing, being is going to outdistance doing every time.
It will.
In other words, it's going to go much, much further in your life, who you are, who you're becoming, who you're being in Christ versus what you're doing.
Yeah.
Even doing for him, right? This is going to really work out over the long haul. It's not quick. Being is not quick. It's not an easy process. See, doing is an easy process, right?
Yeah, it is.
Do the things you're supposed to do, get the check marks, get the performance review, get the raises, get whatever, right? Get the good emails. You know, great job, perfect job, right? Doing is easy, it's quick, right? Being is not. It is not a quick thing. It is not an easy process.
It takes work.
It often takes years to really become who you are and really abide in. It's more important to me for me to be who God wants me to be than to do these things, right? But it's what really lasts. You know, that's what really, really lasts long term.
Yeah.
I talked to a guy the other day at church who he's about 80. He's a spry 80, so you wouldn't know that he was 80, right? You probably think he's about, you know, just retired. You think he's like 69, 68, 70, somewhere in there. He's really a young kind of 80. And we were talking about things, and he said, you know, I worked hard, and I don't even know exactly what he does, but whatever it is, it's with a firm. It was with a firm. So that would have to be accountant, lawyer, counselor. That's about all you see is a firm, right? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's about all that's described. If I had to guess, I'd say accountant. And we were talking about it, and he was like, yeah, you know, I did all these things my whole life, and I was really good at what I did. But after I retired, I realized that none of that really mattered. I mean, it always he was like, it mattered to do a good job, but he was talking about the fact that, no, but what I really saw take root was later on, now that I'm 80 and I'm not working anymore, it was more about who I became during those years, who I was becoming, who I am, more than what I did. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it was like that was the long game, because at some point the doing just sort of falls off. Does that make any sense?
It does.
You know what I mean? And so being is where the true significance and inspiration lies in life. And there's some key words to know the difference. I found this online today and I thought we would share it. Some key words to know the difference. So if you're sitting here going, all right, Adam, what in the heck are you and Stephanie talking about? How do I know whether I'm being or doing? What's some words here? Well, so I got some for you. So being would be, it's about the interior, right? It's about inside of you, deep inside your soul. Doing is the exterior, right? It's the things that people see. It's the things that we do on the outside. That's the difference. Being would be about abiding in Jesus, right? Abiding in who you are, abiding in the Lord. Exterior parts of that or doing parts of that would be serving. Does that make sense? So there's a difference between serving and abiding, right? Serving the Lord is something that you're doing on the outside. Abiding is you're just resting in him on the inside. You know what I mean? And so our serving should come out of, in other words, our doing should come out of our being. Our serving should come out of our abiding, right? The interior part that's happening in our soul, the exterior should come out of that. Does that make any sense? And it does.
It does.
Being is defined by solitude. It's who you are, all on your own. Where doing is engagement. It's how you engage with other people. Being is intimacy. It's individual intimacy. It's, you know, when we just talk about intimacy, we talk about like really, really knowing the person that we're talking about. That was what intimacy means. And being very vulnerable. Well, doing would be activity, right? Intimacy versus activity. Being is invisible. It's the invisible things, the intangible things that are there inside of you is who you really are, right? Doing is the visible stuff everybody sees. You know what I mean? So like, for example, I'm a pastor. People see the pastoring things that I do, right? That's the visible stuff that they see. That's the activity. That's the serving. Well, the part of me that would be, am I a shepherd or a pastor at heart, would be the things that you cannot see, the invisible pieces, right? That would then drive that. You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Yes.
So you know, that I truly care about and want people, and I want to help people grow, right? That would be a deep, intimate thing. And then you would see it through the doing. But one of them's being, one of them's doing. And it's a dangerous world to do without being, right? Because all of a sudden, if you're doing something without actually being the root of driving that, then it's just all out of whack. Another one would be rest. Like being is defined by rest. Doing is defined by work, right? I mean, by very nature of the definition of the word. This is my favorite one. This is the last one. Being, we would define it by, that's real life. Doing is reflected life. So who, if you're talking about being, we're talking about who you are. That's what real life really is. Real life is really who you are, mm-hmm. right? I don't care whether you're fake out in public or you're doing something and people see another you. That's not real life, right? Real life is who you really are. When you're doing is you're reflecting in life who you really are. That's the whole point. And so
that's true.
It doesn't take much to begin to put lots of emphasis on our doing, our accomplishments, our achievements, to feed this built-in hunger for security, significance, and satisfaction, right? I mean, Steph, do you have a built-in hunger? Do you feel this built-in hunger for security in your life?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do too. You want things to be safe and secure. You want to have significance and meaning. You want to accomplish things. You want to be viewed as, you know, as somebody who is got it all together and can do everything that they can do. You want to do that. And that's all based in your doing. And so it's really easy for us to start focusing on and put all of our emphasis on life, on doing these things visibly, externally, so that we have significance, so that we are seen as competent.
Yeah, right? Taken seriously.
Right, taken seriously is a great way to put it. So that we're safe and we have security. I mean, it's so easy to focus our lives on those things, but the reality is that real life in Christ is found in our being, and that's very countercultural, right? We live in a culture that is about doing. It is not about being. We live in a culture that is about work. It's not about rest. We live in a culture that is about exterior, not interior, right? That's just part of it. But being a Christian is really found in us being, not in what we do, right? Rest, solitude, dependence on God, these are things that make little sense from a worldly perspective, right?
Yeah.
The world does not understand how somebody can rest in Jesus. In the chaos of the times that are around us, we can find rest and peace. Solitude, that we're okay being by ourselves, right? Depending on a God that we cannot see, right? Instead of depending on ourselves and how hard we can work, right? These things are very countercultural. This just doesn't go along with what the world is around us. But from a kingdom perspective, who we are becoming and those things, they breed life, right? Real life is coming from who we are becoming on the inside, how we depend on God, how we rest and abide in Him, right? That's where real life is coming from a kingdom perspective. So both being and doing are scriptural and they're interrelated, but the biblical order is critical. Being comes before doing, right? Like they're both there. You look in the scriptures, and we talked about this just on a recent episode, that how do you know if you love God? How do you know if you love Jesus? Well, you know that based on what you do. Because you do those things based on the fact that you trust in Him, and you trust in Him because you have faith and rely on Him. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And so you know it by what you do. So doing and being are both all over the scriptures. There's tons and tons of scriptures that tell you what you should do and what you should not do. There's also lots of them that talk about who you are and being who you are. I don't mean in the sense of your identity. I mean your identity in God, like being a child of God, right? Abiding, resting in Him. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, one of my favorite scriptures of all time, because I love Peter's story, is how Peter is constantly a bonehead and he does all these stupid things. And you'll find that at the very end of the Gospel of John, everybody's been restored except for Peter, right? Everybody. And it's the very, very last chapter. Seems like it's out of the blue. Seems like it's like out of place. And Peter had denied Jesus right before the crucifixion multiple times, even though he told Jesus, everybody's going to deny you. All these other disciples are going to deny you. It ain't going to be me.
Not me.
Right? And Jesus goes, oh, contraire, mon frère, you're going to do it three times before the sun comes up. You know what I mean? And mm-hmm. then, of course, he does. And then Jesus resurrects. He's conquered death. He's appeared to everybody. And Peter's kind of left out. And you see Jesus pop up while they're out fishing. Peter has gone back fishing again, gone back to his old life, right? And Jesus pops up and tells them to cast their nets on the other side of the boat. They don't know it's him. They get all these fish. They come in. They realize it's Jesus. And Jesus has prepared a breakfast for Peter and the crew on the beach, right? And calls him back to him and then takes him through these three questions that sort of restores him back from his three denials, right? And it's all, do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me? He invites Peter to rest in him and who Peter is in Jesus, not what he has done, failed to do, or even what he's going to do. Because Peter's about to do some crazy, awesome stuff, but it's not about that. He invites him to rest in him, right? To be, right? Who are you, Peter? Right? I'm a child of God. I'm a follower of Jesus. I'm safe. I'm secure in him. My dependence is on him, right? And then in that being, then you can go do some stuff. And Peter does. Peter turns into one of the greatest preachers of all time. Peter turns into the father of the early church, right? But it only comes out of his being. See, before all that, he was trying to do.
Yeah.
Right? And then when he realizes, after Jesus appears to him after his resurrection, he realizes who he really is in Jesus. He has full dependence on him. Nothing can take that away. That's who he is being. That's who he's becoming. Then that leads him to do all kinds of stuff. So doing and being are both in the scriptures, but the order is really important. Right? And that's where I think we get off track. Right? The order is really important. It's being first, then that leads to what we are doing.
That's good.
What we do should flow out of who we are, not the other way around, right? If it flows out of the other way, if it's the other way around, it won't last. It's a house of cards. It's going to fall down, right? If what we do does not come out of who we are, if we are trying to become who we are through what we do, it's going to fall apart. And everybody knows some pastor somewhere, some faith leader somewhere who had all these giftings and all these skills and did all these things, but what was going on behind the scenes is they weren't really who they were portraying, right? It wasn't flowing out of who they were. It wasn't about who they were becoming. It was about what can I do. It wasn't about who am I becoming.
Yeah.
And that's a house of cards. It's going to fall down, right? It's going to fall down. That's the biggest fight I have in my life, Steph. The biggest fight I have in my life is I do not want to be the pastor who does all these things, but it's not really who I am, right? You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like,
yeah.
You're leading people in prayer, but you're not somebody who's praise. You're leading right. somebody in reading the scripture, but you're not somebody who's in love with trying to feed off the scripture. You know what I mean? Like, you're leading people in how to be biblical husbands and fathers, but you aren't doing or becoming those things yourself, right? So my biggest fear is that it would be doing over being. And I think that some personalities are really geared towards this. There are certain personalities that are yours and I's are, we have different personalities, but mm-hmm. they're the same in this. They produce the same result. So mine is super driven towards achievement and success, which is mm-hmm. going to make me do. And yours tends to be driven towards you want people to accept you and love you, mm-hmm. right? And appreciate you, which can be driven towards doing, right?
Yeah.
And they can make us focus too much on doing versus on being. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because we're constantly worried about what other people are thinking instead of who we are actually becoming. Am I speaking too? Am I off base?
No, you're fine. No, you're okay. Good.
Yeah. I think this is how it is. I've known you for a long time. You know me for a long time. But mm-hmm. I think that we can have a tendency to focus way too much on the doing and not really on who we are becoming. And so what we do should flow out of who we are. Not the other way around. Otherwise, our worth, our identity are determined by our achievements and our accomplishments. And there's a problem there, because when we stop performing, when we cease to be valuable, now we have this big issue, right? That's what that guy was saying to me at church. What he was saying to me was, when work was over with, what was actually left was not what I was doing and what I was accomplishing, but who I actually was. And that was what was more important. Therefore, being should have priority over doing all the time.
Yeah.
Who are you becoming? So it shouldn't just be all the time. This is why I'm saying we have to change the question around. It shouldn't just be, God, what do I do in this situation, right? What do I do, not just situationally, what do I do, for work? What do I do here? What do I do as a person? What do I do for the? It can't be that. It's got to be, who am I becoming? We got to change the question around. And the same thing needs to apply with our spiritual disciplines in our lives. Like, it's not, what am I doing? I've got to do all these Christian things on my little checklist, right? No, it's got to be, who am I becoming, right? That has to be the key. Long term, that's what's going to matter, right? Short term, you can get away with looking like you got it all together because you do all these things. But long term, it's about who you're being. God cares so much more about who we are becoming and are growing in Him deeply, abiding in Him long term, right, than He does about what we're doing. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is a question that needs to change. You know, we constantly find ourselves asking, what do I do, what do I do, what do I do? It needs to be, who am I becoming, right? It needs to be being over doing, right? And then that the doing comes out of us being, if that makes any sense. We've said a lot of words in this episode.
Yeah.
Mainly doing and being over and over again.
Like, and we've asked, does it make sense?
So maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. But anyway, switch that question in your life, right? Instead of, what do I do, change it to, well, who am I actually becoming? And then what you do will come out of that. You know what I mean? Like, I'm somebody who, like, instead of saying, here's my to-do list, I need to read my Bible and pray, right? Sounds good. How about, instead of, I'm becoming a person, who I am being is somebody who wants to know God, wants to know Him more and more. Therefore, because that's who I am becoming, then I'm going to read my Bible and pray. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. That's where we're at. So that's all I got.
It was good. I think, just definitely reflect on that.
Yeah.
Reflect on where you're at with that.
Being versus doing. Mm-hmm. This will speak to some of you. If you're listening to this and you are a achiever and a go-getter, a task manager, you know, a type A person, you're going to find there's always a battle in your soul over doing versus being.
Also, if you're soft, you know, if you have a soft personality, this will also speak to you.
Yep, for sure. Yeah. All right, that's all we got. We'll be back next week. Next week, we're going to hit up, we're going to change the question, does God forgive me? We're going to change that to, it's pretty obvious that God forgives. Maybe it's, do we forgive? And do we forgive ourselves primarily? We're going to talk about that next time.
All right. Talk to you next time.
All right. See you later.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us on the Messy Walk podcast with Pastor Adam Cook. Make sure to follow us for future episodes that will be posted regularly each Wednesday. Have a good day.